From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ariel Zangala reports in the Daily Freeman that the State Department of Environmental Conservation has lifted the quarantine on the movement of ashwood products in New York in its fight against the invasive emerald ash borer bug. A notice from the DEC read, and I quote, "The financial costs of the regulations to state government and the forest products industry now outweigh the limited economic benefit of protecting a dwindling ash resource from infestation. Immediate repeal of these regulations will allow the forest products industry and forest landowners to harvest and process ash that is still of high quality," end quote. There is still a regulation that does not allow any ash wood infested with emerald ash borer to be moved and against moving firewood more than 50 miles from its source. Ulster and Greene counties have been part of the quarantine zone since 2010, and Dutchess County was added to the list in 2013. The state's 700 million ash trees are in danger from the bugs. The DEC notice said, and I quote, "Harvesting this resource before the infestation becomes even more widespread is in the best interest of forest landowners and the forest products industry, as infested ash degrades quickly, resulting in decreased economic value and greater risk of personal injury and property damage as infested trees quickly weaken," end quote. John Bartow Jr., executive director of the Empire State Forest Products Association, said the quarantine made it more difficult for mills to obtain ash logs. Bartow said, and I quote, "The demand for ash is through the roof right now," end quote. Ash is used for flooring, furniture, and for baseball bats, but once an ash tree dies, it can only be used for firewood. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. WGXC is comparing candidates in the countdown to New York's 19th congressional district election in November between incumbent Republican John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado, and both candidates are not fully transparent with public meetings. Faso has yet to host a traditional town hall meeting, taking questions from constituents in person. He has held two similar events with restricted rules on how many and who can attend and the format of the town hall. Delgado says he has signed the hashtag Town Hall Pledge to hold at least four town hall meetings per year and currently holds public events that are similar to traditional town hall meetings. Faso used to update a public schedule on his website, but not usually until moments before any public events were beginning. Now he is silent on most future appearances, but occasionally posts photos of public appearances after the fact. Delgado posts future events on a social media website, Facebook, that requires a subscription and is accused of, at best, letting trolls, foreign agents, and bots interfere with the political discourse before the 2016 election. Shane Goldmacher reports in the New York Times that the National Indivisible Active Group announced July 30th that it was endorsing Democrat Cynthia Nixon for governor in the September primary election against incumbent Andrew Cuomo. New York City Councilman Jamani Williams, running for lieutenant governor, also backed Nixon, and she endorsed him, and I quote, "making the allies an official ticket," end quote. Locally, Cuomo got the backing of Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, who said, and I quote, "the governor has led the way by putting local governments first, enacting a 2% property tax cap, delivering mandate relief, while investing in our infrastructure, expanding broadband to underserved communities, and investing a record $26.7 billion in our schools." Read the full story in the New York Times. Chris Bragg is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Republican running for governor, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, is suing to find out if Democrat Andrew Cuomo is under state ethics investigation as a result of a Republican complaint. Molinaro and State Party Chair Ed Cox filed a lawsuit July 27th in State Supreme Court in Albany to force the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics to say whether it is investigating allegations against the governor and his former top aide Joe Prococo, who was convicted on corruption charges in March. Prococo was formerly the executive deputy secretary for Cuomo. The ethics panel has yet to respond to an April complaint Molinaro filed with JCOP, alleging Cuomo had broken the law by using state resources for political gain. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.